for tuning back in.
Yeah, we took a little break, you know.
It wasn't that long though. Well,
it wasn't.
Yeah. 2 weeks? Yeah, like a week or two. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't crazy. It wasn't like months. We've been gone for like a year.
Yeah, no, this was a little like siesta.
I love the word siesta. Siesta fiesta.
I love it. I love taking siesta.
Same.
But
a lot has
been. Though we were in here, shit's been going down.
Well, first, how you been doing? Because I feel like, you know, personally, before we get into the shit of the world.
Right. I think, you know what? I'm okay today. No, I'm good. Well, I got one of my first vaccines of the two. So I'm on my way to be fully vaccinated. Also, my grow a tail. Also excited about that. Like, if I grow a tail, I'm down. Like, as long as it's fully functioning, like, I can use an extra limb to get stuff done.
But you're gonna have to like redo all your pants now, because yeah, you can't just have your, you have to have your tail out. You gotta put a hole.
I probably would just wear a lot more dresses and skirts.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I would just like probably buy pants and have them custom made with the butthole, with the tail hole.
That's hilarious. You know how like when you think you're cute when you're younger and you walk with a twitch swish. So I feel like that's you when you get your tail. You're just gonna be like, whoosh,
whoosh, whoosh. Yeah. Here's what I'm hoping. Okay, here's what I don't want actually. Like, if I grow a tail and it's like a cute bunny tail, I think that'd be so fucking sexy. Just a cute bunny tail all the time. That's fine. If it's not a bunny tail, it's a longer tail, I hope that it is at least like functional, right? Like, I don't want it to be just like a dead piece of limb, because that's stupid. But if it's like a fully functional tail, I could like drive with it and like do my nails while I drive, or like do my makeup, or like reach something really high on a shelf, or like do the shoulder tap people and look away. I would feel like this was a blessing in disguise.
I don't see animal tails doing all that. All it does is gonna shake when you get happy to see me.
No, that's a dog tail. Like an elephant. Elephants and monkeys, they use their tails for things.
You know what? You're right. I've been so domesticated because, you know, I was ripped from my home in Africa. So I don't know. I only know dogs and cats and bunnies.
Got out to the African and not knowing about the native animals of Africa.
See, another thing we don't know.
That's hilarious.
But yeah. Okay, so you got the vaccine. What else?
Honestly, I don't know nothing. Life in, yeah. Like, the weeks have been like mending into one.
Oh yeah,
it's like the days and the weeks and the months are all one big long day.
Yeah,
I'm excited that it's warming up.
Oh my god, that you're gonna be fully vaccinated, what are you looking forward to?
Being in the streets. Like, I'm going to be in the streets. I am going to be in them. I'm going to be walking around with no mask. I'm going to be drinking behind people.
You're gonna have a full hot girl summer.
I'm going to be in the streets. Like, don't
have your birthday this year, but lit.
I'm having an orgy. Like, I am going to, are you kidding me? It is going down, okay? I'm over it. Like, I'm over this damn pandemic. I'm done. I'm exhausted.
Facts.
But that's me. How have you been, my dear darling?
I have been good. I think I've been in a very good space recently, doing that workout plan. First of all, that should be having me in the gym for 2 hours. Yeah. I'm used to like doing an hour and getting out. I'm like an hour in and only halfway through this routine. And I'm just like, but I've been consistent because I went today and the guy at the desk was like, yo, you here every day. Like, I was like,
I'm crying.
Trying, and I feel safer because I too just got the first shot. So it feels a little, you know, before that I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the gym. But now I feel a little bit safer. And once I get the second one, I did have a little reaction.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so the site where it's healing now, but like, I don't know if you can see, like, so I got a dark patch that was like a rash and it was itching and it was really scabby. So the scabs went away, but now there's just some like discoloration from the injection. So I looked it up and that was one of the signs, but they were like, low risk to not die.
How long after the shot did you get that?
Oh, almost probably like the next day it showed up. Okay. It was super itchy. And I don't know if I got the scabs because it was so itchy and I was scratching it, but definitely I saw like the huge discoloration happen and it was multiple scabs. Like, cause at first the injection point scabbed up and then it was like multiple. But yeah, so that happened. But besides that, man, I've just been in a pretty good, I've been working on like mindset and like gratitude and just trying to stay in a space of like making myself happy and then just enjoying the space that I'm in and not trying to depend on outward things to like get me to happiness. Like, I'm like, okay, I need to be good where I am and control my thoughts because sometimes I am my own worst enemy. So as soon as I feel like my mind is going away and being like, oh, like, cause I'm the kind of person that like, I get a bump and I think it's cancer. Right. So, and then I'm Googling. So like before that happens, like, girl, you're cancer.
Huh? And you confirm it is cancer once you Google it. It's like, no, you have cancer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So instead of before I even let myself go to that, I'm just like, no, take a breath. You're fine. Move on to more productive thoughts. But yeah, so that's that. Yeah.
That's good. What do you plan to do with your new fully vaccinated body?
Oh, I plan to be out too. I think I'm still going to wear a mask because I don't feel like I could go back to how it was before. Like, I'm definitely never flying without a mask. Yeah. Being in that tin can without it. I'm Naomi Campbell all day. Yeah. But I'm definitely looking out to go. I'm looking forward to just being out, going out to eat, having drinks, you know, just living somewhat of a normal life. I want to travel a little bit, you know, so that's it. And I need to do more stuff anyway.
I love wearing masks. I mean, like, it's annoying when you forget it in the car or whatever it is, but just the idea that like my mouth, my nose is covered and like, I'm not gonna lie, I've enjoyed like the 6 foot apart thing. Like, please stay 6 feet from me, please, at all times.
Yes.
Stay away. And cover your mouth when you speak to me. I love that part of the
yes.
If we can keep that going forward, that'll be ideal.
I agree. And I love the fact that at my job, we don't allow people in the building. Like, you pull in the parking lot, we give me your pet and then like stay away from me.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I wish to help.
And foreign people, stay away. Cause foreign people in the supermarket stuff be all on your back. You know, they just came to America. Just back up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we need you ever like have to turn around and be like, ma'am, ma'am, you like, are on top of my butt.
Like, are we together in this transaction? Back the fuck up. Oh. I hate it.
You're like, he's paying for my food since he's on my neck.
Right, we're together now. He's paying. I'll be in the car. I'm taking groceries to the car. He'll pay. Just ring it up and I'm leaving. Back the fuck up, psycho.
But yeah, so that's good. We hope everyone is having a safe and don't be an anti-vaxxer, you weirdos.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, like at first, I mean, as a Black person, definitely, and knowing history, I was apprehensive because
the government, about that whole syphilis thing that happened.
Right, the government be playing with us, like a syphilis. What is it called when you can't have children anymore? Sterilization. They've been doing shit.
Oh, so yeah.
So I feel like Black people have a very legitimate reason why they're afraid of the vaccine. Or afraid of a government, you know, a forcible vaccine. But then I'm also like, we are in a pandemic. We have to get past it. The only way to get past it is by us getting vaccinated. So let me just do my part.
Exactly. Facts. And facts on facts.
Yes.
Okay. Do we want to get into the mess?
Yes, we must.
No, you know, first let me say this. You know what this year has taught me?
What
is that? I don't believe nobody in the public anything, like, because so many, like, my pastors don't let me down, and that I've looked up to the people that I've held in high esteem that have been preaching that this is the way. And at night, when the cameras is off, they have not been living right. And it's just been, I feel like it's been a cycle of like people being exposed. And I'm just like, what the? So it's just basically, and it'd be like the most saved people, bro. That I think that's what, as a Christian, I just be like.
You know, I wonder, I wonder if a pastor, right, was like, listen, if they were to say like, listen, I'm a pastor. I believe in God. I want to go to heaven. I want to be right. But I cheat. Right? If they were just honest about their current shortcomings, I wonder what the reception would be like for them.
Are they on a path of, you know, retribution? Are they on a path? Are they just living in their sin? Or are you trying to get better? Because there's a difference if you was like, I was this way. I've done these, because I respect those kind of pastors. Like Pastor Mike Todd will be like, I was a philanderer. I did all these things and it took time. And I love the fact that the pastor in my church, who I won't say anything, he's been out there so much, but he did, you know, do what he did. He did cheat and stuff like that. And he stepped away. I haven't heard from him anyway. He hadn't posted nothing. Step away. Take some time. Fix your life. Yeah. And then, but I don't think that.
Malibu, but like in LA.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you're like working, if you step away, you work on your, and I don't know 100% because I don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Again, I'm privy to like 1% of whatever people put out there. But like, I feel like if you did your shit and you step away, you really fix your life. But I don't feel like you should be in that position to be preaching to people. Don't be a pastor then. Be a regular fucking person like me.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I feel like there's such a pedestal that they get put on, and I've never been positioned to lead a church, right? But I wonder. I have a bomb ass church. I'm not gonna tell you. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be come as you are. Come when you want to come. Refreshments. Wash your hands. But no, I'm saying like, you know, because when you're in that position, like there is a certain kind of persona you have to take on, like perfection, right? So yeah. I wonder if like a pastor was to say, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm maybe not cheating, because I think cheating is just terrible. No matter who you are, that's a lot, right? Yeah. But let's say cheating wasn't so terrible. If the pastor was like, listen, I'm married, but I'm currently having an affair and I can't shake this chick. I'm working on it. I pray about it every night. I'm really working on shaking this chick because my wife is mad at me. I mean, I feel like it sounds dumb to say that if when people give them a chance, they wouldn't. But what I'm saying is, I wonder like if just that kind of honesty. I'm like you, like I'm just a servant of God, just like you. I'm just here trying to spread the good word that I know. Because all because I'm cheating does not mean that I condone it. And it is right. I'm not going to tell you, you shouldn't do it. I'm just struggling with it right now. I guess like people have a corner cushion or whatever it is. Like if they just come like, here, I'm a human too. Because do they put themselves on these pedestals of perfection, or is it like the congregation? Is it just the title, or is it a mixture of both? Right. How they get here? And it's
I think it might be a mixture of both.
Yeah,
definitely. I think definitely once you step into that type of work and that type of ministry, there's an expectation. And it's and also we forget that we are human and flawed, and the same temptations that rag and drag me on a daily basis are readily available for everybody. So I definitely,
well,
I mean, it's not hard, but the thing is, you know what, if you mess up and you take that L and you like, yo, I fucked up, you know what it is for me is when they don't see it, and when they speak of themselves in the third person.
Yes.
And I don't know.
At this point, we all know that Derek Jackson is freaking psycho. You know, so crazy. I've never liked him. Like I never knew why. And I don't even think him cheating is not my business, but I've never liked him as a person. I do think he has some sound advice, but I've never liked him as a person. I feel like, is this what I didn't like about him? That he's a psycho? Like, I don't know.
Could you tell?
No, I really, I would hear his advice. I even was married, so.
Is that a problem?
As a person, right.
Isn't that the problem right there? You giving a relationship advice and we don't know you married?
I guess, right?
Why are you always in the car?
Right. Like, I really didn't know he was like kind of a big deal, like a book and everything. He's always in his car doing these messages.
Speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up because I was like, yo, the book is just coming out. I went on his Instagram and I clicked on the link for the book. Bro, that book is selling. He dropped the prices for $4.95 from what it originally was. All his stuff is so cheap.
What was it before?
I'm going to find that out for you too. But everything, because of like everything that's happening, unfortunately, like no one is going to be buying his stuff. So he dropped all the prices on everything. Super. So if y'all want to get any merch or books for him, this is the time to buy.
That's funny.
Because get it now. Because he might be, I don't know if he can make a comeback. Do you?
I don't know. I mean, the thing about it is, like I said, somebody's advice I think makes sense. I think, and from what, and the things I've heard him say, they make sense. So right. I don't know if people can separate the man from the legend or whatever, you know, separate the fact that he did.
That's not like he's talking about himself, the legend.
And I think that's what it is. Not only is he a cheater and it's like, well, damn, dude. He also made this crazy ass video talking about himself in third person. And then he made another video commenting on that video like that wasn't him in the first video.
I get so confused when people do that.
What? Sir, what is happening here? I know he thought it was so clever. Yeah. He thought he was being so clever with that shit. And I'm just like, you look crazy.
Do you think he talks about himself in the third person, like just in his regular life with his wife? He's like, hey, Derek Jackson would like some dinner. And she's like, okay, babe.
I would not be surprised. The whole thing. When he's there having sex, hey, Derek. What? Derek is gonna come. Derek is coming. Derek is coming. Derek is coming. Derek is coming.
Listen, so they okay. So he had a course which included like promotional material, a hidden ball, all this stuff, and it was priced at $3,685 for the course, right? You can now get it for the low price of $47.
That's crazy. I'm gonna take that course right now.
Right, and then he had all his books. You can get all his books, a one-time offer of all 8 of his best-selling books, best-selling by who? That was $136, but now you can get all 8 books for $14.97.
What, 80%, 90% discount?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
And you can get his other book about heal together without hurting each other with him and his wife on the cover. That's the one that is $4.97.
Wow.
It's very nice in the picture. She's, I guess it's her wedding day. So, yeah. And I don't want to hate on a woman.
Yeah.
And her appearance. People are really going in on her appearance. Yeah. I feel like she looks until I went on her Instagram, until she responded, I thought she was, you know, because I've been, you know, you when you've been, we both been here, when yeah. You've been broken down by a nigga, like, I mean, a man, sorry, mama, you know, when you've been broken down, and you just don't, you just, it shows, you ever look back on pictures of yourself in a shitty relationship and be like,
you're sad. You look sad.
Even when you're smiling.
It's the dead eyes.
It's the dead. You're hollow. You're a hollow point. That's what I felt like she looked like.
Okay, when I first saw the video, I guess because of the society we live in and Instagram, I would have expected her to at least not have a hat on, right? But
yeah,
my parents also just looked to me like she's home. He was like, come, let's do this video. And she was like, okay. You know, like that was it.
I wouldn't even say that though. Yeah. Like I wouldn't even, you know, like I get it. You don't wear a bra in the house, but like you had a whole going out outfit on, like you.
But now, but now we know that this, there was more to the story. Now we know she was actually wearing a helmet of salvation. Let me ask you a question. Do you just buy any old Tam and make it Helmet of Salvation? Or do you have to go to a special store where it's like, this not only acts as a Helmet of Salvation, it's also a hat? Like, where do you get this exactly?
I don't know. I feel like it can go both ways. I feel like there's an old lady in the back of a fucking incense store or something that sells it. And then also I feel like that's just a hat from the hair, the beauty supply that she anointed.
She anointed it, right? She put oils on it.
She put oil on it and she was just like, this is
armor,
now.
What's she wearing? The armor of her. It wasn't a regular camo. It was a breast.
It wasn't.
Of righteousness.
Listen, let me ask you this, since we asking each other questions. How do you feel when people, I really want to like bring religious people, how do you feel when people be saying like all this religious jargon and then like it was like the devil did it and all that stuff? When what comes to mind when you listen to her rabble babble?
In the words of the great Angelique Luttrell Chapman, this is unwell. She is unwell. I think mental illness, I think counseling, I think therapy, medication, wellness retreat. Because she sounds crazy to me. She sounds crazy. And here's the thing about that. Because religion is so, I want to say the word is like fluid, honestly. Like you can just be like religious, level one, level 86, right? But like if you're in the realm of it, like you're in it, right? Like you're in it.
Right.
So I feel like a lot, even in her comments, a lot of women are like, sis, we got your back. Don't let the devil.
I know.
Yeah. So it's like, and this is a whole other thing that I've been thinking about and talking about. It's just like the, what's the word? It's the permission to be insane inside religion. It's just so scary because you can really be as insane as you want to be inside religion and no one is going to check you there. I mean, like, unless they're not religious or less religious, they're going to be like, yes, it is the devil. Yes, you are. Yes, this t-shirt is also a breastplate of righteousness. And that is what I took away from that video, because it's insane. She sounds crazy. She looks crazy. She's talking like a crazy person. And yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah. I also like want to know, because like, let's say that you were watching this and that was like your cousin that you were, because you're very close to your cousin. Let's say it was your cousin. Would you like, as a family member, be like, oh, this is, I'm flying out there, like, get your life. Like, where's her family? Unless they're drinking that same Kool-Aid.
That's what I'm saying. Her family may be like, yes, we all have matching helmets of salvation. They may have bought them all together, so. That is the scary part about religion.
But we also do see, to connect Married at First Sight, that when, even if, like with old boy, when his religious leader and his pastor spoke into him and say, you are not doing the right thing, that his pastor was dead 100% dead ass right. And he flipped it real quick and was like, cut everything off and was not listening to anything he had to say and cut him off. So you see that if you go, even if sometimes it's someone that you respect or you seek spiritual advice from, if it doesn't align with the nonsense that you want to do, you know, people can tell you all day. Like, that's why I'm just like, I will never, you know, and I think we've had this conversation that like, if someone is in a relationship and you see that it's like, you can't make anybody leave a situation. Like I can tell you like, oh, but if you want to stay, you got to leave on your own. Like, I'm going to support you, but like, Cause you, I mean, is what can I do? Like, I can tell you he's cheating on you all day. Then all of a sudden, I mean, well, not you, because I know me and you got to, you know, but you have those friends that you just have to like tap out and be like, okay, you just want to be in this trash ass relationship. Yeah, even when you're ready, girl.
And I don't know the severity of this man's cheating. I think cheating is a deal breaker in any level, right? I even think like emotional cheating is cheating. Like, don't be talking to this girl.
What's emotional cheating?
Like nothing physical has happened, but like you guys are, you know, you like this person, they like you. Like, you're talking all times of night. You're exchanging maybe I love you, maybe you're pretty. Just in things that if someone read that wasn't your wife would be find inappropriate. I think that's emotional cheating.
Right.
I think you know, even that would be a deal breaker for me, because it's just like, so you're investing your time into someone else when you're a whole married person or a whole, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend. So I don't know the severity or the lens at which this man was cheating. I mean, he did go into it. He was like, I'm not talking about hangouts, I'm talking about sex. He was like, okay, Derek, well, thank you for
Well, the girl that he cheated with had pictures. They had sex in the marital bed. Like, she had pictures of her. Yeah, in the bed in his house. He had old chick in the house. So my thing is just like, now we're okay, the cheating is already disrespectful. But now you really disrespectful. So where I lay my head, where I snatch off my wig and put my bonnet on.
Do our kids come and lay down too?
You had somebody else in that you had sex. You had sex with somebody in our marital bed.
That's crazy. That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
And she wants to work it out.
Yeah, I just.
Which is fine.
You know what? Okay, here's my thing about working it out. Yes, if like everyone has their deal breakers. If that is not a deal breaker for you, if you have other, you know, if other things are more important, you have a child together, you have a house together, you if all those things are what makes you want to stay, I think fine. Stay for those reasons. What I don't like is when people try to bring God into it. And they're like, this is where God wants me to be. This is, I feel a calling. It's just like, no. Because though I don't know much about the Bible, I know there's things that I've had to come to learn. Like cheating is out. Cheating is you get out of there. That is your get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
So it can't be that, or it can be, I don't know. It seems odd to me that the one thing God said was okay, the one reason why God said it was okay to leave, and you're like, actually God wants me here. But this is the one time he said you can leave.
Yeah.
And you're saying, but I think he meant, what do you mean? Yeah. Like, you want to be here. And maybe because your house is comfortable, maybe because you love your lifestyle, maybe you love this man.
Yeah.
But I don't like when it's just like, I'm doing it because like Paige from Married at First Sight. Her thing is, no, God wants me here. God ordained this. God did this. God, are you sure? Are you sure? Because it feels like you want to be here, because all the signs that pointed to leaving this man and getting on, and you just will not. His own pastor was like, you got to go. Everybody on the show has said, you got to go.
Yeah.
Every expert has said, this is not working. And you're still in it and saying that this is what God wants for you. And it's like, it can't be, because maybe he's sending real humans. Like, there's no more signs. It's not like, oh, if we're meant to be apart, give me a sign. Maybe I'll have cold water tonight. No, you were getting people coming to you and like, hey, leave, get out of here.
Right.
You're still putting that on God. So that to me is more mental illness, more craziness, more signs of unwellness.
Yeah. And I mean, definitely also for me, it's just kind of like, where, first of all, I don't feel like he took actual accountability. I feel like he needs to step away. But also, I feel like you can, Derek, if there's chained.
What about Derek?
Yeah, Derek, yeah. If the I'm sorry is followed by real work and change behavior, then it's a conversation. But I just, whatever reasons you choose to stay, it's just like, if that person does not change, like, how many chances are you going to give? Her situation is like, this man has done nothing and shown you nothing to warrant you to have this level of loyalty. I have not seen anything. And I've been in a relationship where I'm like, man, this man has done nothing. And I'm over here doing everything. And it's just kind of like, at what point do you say, at what point do you take the blinders off? Because I'm just like, I just don't know how you are that loyal so quickly.
Yeah.
Like the first week he showed you that he was a trash human. At the first week. When he told, the minute he opened his, fixed his lips to tell me that I was not attracted, he was not attracted to me, but he still wanted to be inside of me, would have been like, okay, no.
Even before that, when he told her friends at their wedding that she was not a trophy wife, like.
Oh yeah, forgot about that. What would you do?
Well, I would limp, because my feet gonna be hurting. I would limp across the room to you and be like, Angie, you can't be with this man. Are you kidding me? How dare you say she's not a trophy wife? Any wife you have is your trophy.
Facts.
That to me was crazy. I mean, and that to me, you know, I think we're both big on like embarrassing me, right?
Yeah.
Like, for you to tell me you're not attracted to me, I mean, we're on TV, but let's say we're not on TV. That's hurtful. I may or may not choose to share this with my friend, that the man I'm having sex with doesn't find me attractive, but you shared that shit with my friends. That's fucked up. That is fucked up.
How did they have the audacity to get mad at her when she was talking to his parents? Like, what? Oh, you bring it up. Sir, if the shoe fit.
And yeah, if we compare, what's her name, Denaya? That's Derek Jackson's wife, named Denaya, right? If we compare her and Paige, that's what I was saying. Maybe, you know, for her, whatever. But she has history with him. She has a child with him. I'm sure he wasn't cheating the whole entire time. You know, maybe, you know, she's had some things to like weigh the options, right? Paige has nothing. From day one, he has shown her that he does not care, does not want to be with her. He's told her that. And she just keeps talking about, you know, I just think God wants me here. No, Paige, no, you don't think that. You want to be here for reasons unknown.
And are you like, sis, are you praying and are you hearing from God? Are you just moving in what you think that God, because there's a difference between, like, are you really in prayer mode, like really seeking counsel? Are you seeking counsel from godly people? Are you really praying to God and God is really telling you this? Come on, man. Wow.
Impossible.
And then time and moment after moment after moment, he is telling you that he's doing this fuckery, like buying this chick a car, all this nonsense, wasting your time. And you telling me that's from God?
Brought her over a chicken in a plastic bag. With coleslaw. The disrespect.
We're gonna be eating out every night.
Every night. He didn't even bring her like some fancy ass sushi. You brought me chicken in a bag with a plastic tin of coleslaw? What am I, homeless? I'm truly shocked. Truly shocked. I can't believe it. I heard her dumb self just smile like a damn fool every single time his ugly self talks. Like, what is happening? What is happening here?
Well, we gotta really elevate our stand. This is another thing. I'm like, I'm really like standards in just life in general. We really have to like, we just can't. If you take the bare minimum, the bottom, that's what they will give you.
It's true. I mean, I feel like I have an issue myself because, like, I mean, in my relationships in the past, or let's just period, like, you know, I don't care for like things like jewelry or
bags. You care for effort and intention.
No, I mean, like, in terms of gift giving and stuff like that.
Oh, gift giving.
Yeah, like, I'm into an experience. Take me on vacation. Take me to a movie. Take me to do something. Oh, let's go to a drive-thru. I'm for experience. If you buy me a bag or whatever it is, that's fine too. Thank you. But I'm into like, experiences. So I feel like for me, I don't ask for things because I don't want them, right?
Right.
But I think it does kind of set a tone, like, well, I don't have to do those things at all then.
Mm.
But okay. It's like, But it's like, well, you still kind of do, but then, you know, so I feel like definitely for me, I'm working on asking for more things. Things that I still right. want, like, okay, like do my nails, do my, get my hair done. Like things that I need that someone right. else can do for me instead. Because,
right.
yes, I do believe that, like, and I don't, and I also don't always think it's malicious mm-hmm. that if a man doesn't do certain things, I think they also adapt. Like, if you're with a man who wants to give you all these things and you don't want to keep saying no, at some point he'll be like, okay, why would I keep giving you these things? Or why would I keep asking you want this if you don't want it?
Right.
So you definitely, I agree, have to like set standards. Like, this is what I want. This is how I want to be treated. This is how I want to be dated. This is how I want to be married to and stuff like that. And just hold, maintain a standard or whatever it is. And like Paige has none. Because no definitely standard. If you left me on our honeymoon to go be with your baby mama and you telling me that you like he how in the same mouth space are we eating plastic bag chicken, but you're telling me you bought this chick who does not drive a 2020 Benz or was it a BMW whatever it was you yeah. bought her, she doesn't drive, and you bought her of the brand new for a child that's not even here yet, but we are eating coleslaw out of plastic bags and plastic forks
at the house.
At the house? How is this a conversation we're having?
And talking about he don't want to be under pressure to make a phone call every day or FaceTime every day when they...
He didn't even want to hold her hand for prayer.
I know!
Which is wild, okay?
And this is the man of God that you want to lead you. Isn't that, you know... Wives, submit to your husband. Husband, submit to God. Where is he submitting to God in this situation?
Not a damn place. He's not submitting at all to anybody, not to a single person besides himself. Like,
and I feel like in that type of relationship and that type of dynamic, when you are doing so much, you have to keep that up, because if you stop doing it, I feel like the man, you're always in fear of losing this man or whatever, whatever. So I don't want to be in any relationship where I feel like I always have to be at my best or looking my best, or because this is the standard, like trying to please someone. No, I want to be able to be as at whatever I'm at, and you're still deeply madly in love with me and wanting to do everything for me, because that's it.
Yeah, and I mean, this is not to say anything about like women who are like you're way more dolled up than I am on a regular basis. And then there's women who are like more dolled up than you, right?
Yeah, like
for me, it's too much. I have no desire to do it. You don't like me like this. This is how I look at 5 a.m. I may add some concealer under my eyes for 5 p.m. Like, this is it. This is how you get at me. I don't want to date someone. Like you said, I have to, like, they want this certain kind of woman, but they're with me. Be with that woman. Be with her. Because guess what? Some ladies love to wake up 8 hours before they got to go to work and put a full lace front, 85 layers of makeup, 10 brows. They love it. They love it. They love to wear lashes down to their toes. They love it. Be with those people. Don't be with me and I have to like change and keep up. No, I don't want to. I'm not going to, actually.
That's exactly. You know what? Date what you want. Don't settle for what you don't want. That goes back to the thing you had me watch with Passport Cuddy when they was giving her the business about wanting to date a particular type of gentleman that's going to pay for those things. And she's like, that type of man does exist, and that's the type of man she wants to date. So if you do want to date that. And some men like to buy things and shower you, and some women like to have a full beat all the time. You know, but you can find your little niche or whatever you're happy with, and that's it.
And I understand that, Chris. I mean, the experts pick Paige for reasons unknown. But
you mean for him or
for him? Yes.
I don't know why they matched them together. Honestly.
So I don't know that he wouldn't have picked Paige on a regular basis in the street, because she's not what he wants. He wants someone that's like the ex girlfriend, like, you know, fully beat, whatever. But leave her alone.
I think he would have smashed Paige. He was like a long night at the club.
Right now, yeah, with no condom coming in her dumb ass. dummy. But also leave her alone. You know what I mean? Like, leave her alone. You keep coming back. Like, do you just want to be on the show really bad? Like, why do you keep coming back? Why do you keep engaging her and like gaslighting her over and over and over again? Why is that happening? I don't understand.
And that's a toxic trait. Any man that keeps leaving and coming back into your life is a very toxic person. Remember old boy that kept popping back up? Like him. Like, I was like, that's toxic. Like, you keep leaving and coming back and like they miss you and stuff like that. I'm just like, bro, go away.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm in control in this situation. So if I keep entertaining the pop-ups, they're going to keep happening. So I had to come to the point where I was like, no, block, like, and stay blocked and blessed. It's and
because, move on. I mean, as diabolical as these people are.
Yeah.
So as diabolical as they are, like, it does come down to like us, the person,
right,
who, you know, being like, oh no, this is not working for me, because they will keep doing it. They will keep showing up, keep disrupting your life because we allow them. And it's definitely up to us to be like, no. I'm not with this anymore.
Yeah, I think it's just basically about having standards and boundaries in any and all relationships is what it truly comes down to. It's just like, figure out what works for you, what you're comfortable with, and the life that you see for yourself. And if these people don't align or fit into it, then there's so much power in the word no.
I know.
And so much power in, and I feel like we're both in a space where we could totally enjoy our time alone. Like, yeah. Like a good, you know, where I don't need, and I'm fine. I'm like, man, I enjoy my own damn company. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, I'd be in the house, eat the foods I want to eat, watch the shit I want to watch, you know, and it's just like, yeah, I don't need the added stress.
No. I mean, one of the things I'm looking forward to, you know, if the city or is back open, is like having my day dates where I just like wake up, I go get my nails done, I go eat by myself, I go see a movie by myself, I walk 1,000 blocks by myself. I just quiet for the whole day. And it's like, I've enjoyed some of the best dates by myself. And like,
I'm trying to get there.
It's
I'm trying to get there.
Love it. I love it. Oh gosh. You know what I do? I grab some box wine.
You eat at a restaurant by yourself?
Yeah.
You eat at the bar or you eat at a table?
At a bar.
Okay. You bring a book or you just eat?
No. Might do a few texting. I might do some Instagram. Might talk to a stranger if they engage me first. Now I'm talking to strangers.
That sounds wonderful. And this literally is my plan. Your life that you have been living is the life I aspire to live this year. Once the world opens back.
This is what I feel. So I guess it's like the, I guess 11-ounce box wine. This is coconut water, but the box wine that's like this. Grab some of that. Put them in your little bag. You grab a snack because I ain't paying movie theater snack prices, and you have a good time. Pick a long movie and you just drink a little wine, have a little snacks, and you go for a walk afterwards. It's really divine.
Ah, that sounds amazing. Sounds amazing. I think I'm gonna be dating myself this year.
I'm all for it.
With it.
You are. You
I am.
Work. And you don't have to compromise with yourself about how you want to be treated either.
Exactly. You know what I've been trying to, you know what I've been doing as part of my little self-care is like every time I go to like Trader Joe's, I buy myself flowers.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, it's just, you know, like $7, some nice flowers. I put them in a vase. And I don't know. It just brightens. I don't have to wait for someone to buy me flowers. Mm-hmm. Buy myself some flowers.
Yeah.
When I'm grocery shopping, I'm like, something I'm doing for myself to add to brighten my day. I'm like, I thoroughly enjoy it. So find those things. You don't have to wait for people or life to happen. I think there's a lot of the waiting, and then you never know, you could be hit by the bus tomorrow.
I know. I mean, and I think as people, I think especially women, unfortunately, excuse me, we're so wrapped up in like outside validation.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're just so wrapped up in it. Like, when someone tells you you look nice, you feel you look nice. You know what I mean? Like, you ever just have the day where you are a bum? Like, you purposely did bum stuff. You look like a bum. You didn't got your hair on. You got a hat on, no makeup, whatever. And you feel probably like, I look a bum, and someone says you look pretty, and you're just like so happy about it. Now, it's nice to get a compliment, but like the amount of joy that it gives you sometimes, it's probably wrong. But you're like, wow, like your life is like, your whole day just picks up. And it's like, damn, like I needed some Joe Schmo to say I'm pretty to make me feel good. And it's like, it shouldn't be that way, but it is, but it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Do you feel like, how do you, well, you kind of, I was going to say, like, how do you kind of like bring on happiness for yourself? Like, do you feel like comfortable in who you are now? And have you always been comfortable, like younger Asia versus you now where you're sitting? Do you feel now that you have, you fully like formulated and you know, like who you are and you're comfortable in who you are and you're happy in who you are versus how you used to be? Were you more like influenced by people's opinions or things like that when you were younger?
Yes, I definitely would say I'm more comfortable how I am now, or who I am now rather. I'm still getting that fully together. But in terms of like other people's opinions influencing me, it's a lot less now.
Right.
Like okay. It's just, you know, if we had the percentage, probably like from like 90%. And right now I'm probably like at a 35%, maybe a 29%.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like now I just don't give a fuck. Like I don't care. Anybody, I don't care. Like it doesn't matter. And it's a very freeing experience. I think, and just also speaking as like artists and actors and stuff like that, I feel like it's a lot because we're in the business of people judging you and their opinion mattering a lot about you. Like their opinion of you is getting you the job or not getting you the job.
Right.
So I think especially in this realm, it's very important to not care what others think about you. Because you will be fucked up. You will be all kinds of depressed if you let other people's opinions affect you. Just like, I think we discussed before, like when we were in college and we had like I think that casting director came. What was he, an agent?
Oh, Arno Mangioli.
Yeah, and he was kind of around the room and like told everyone what type they were and like, you know, basically.
It was Arno,
Yeah, she was screamed, and it was just like, that's crazy.
Yeah. He told me that I was not memorable. And then he also told me, he also told me that I'm the mistress. I'll be cast as the mistress and the vixen. Mm. I guess an unmemorable mistress or vixen.
Right. You're just like one of the girls in a flashback.
Yeah.
I believe I would just always probably be the plus size friend. Like I'm never going to be like the star. I'm just going to be like the friend who's like funny and really like at our young, how old are we, like 20, 21, maybe 22? Like,
very young, impressionable. Gender.
Yeah. And you have this person who you hide and you hold in regard, right? Because he's like a casting director or agent, depending on what his job was. And to tell you this is like, well, guess I won't even apply for the main roles. I'll only apply for supporting going forward because this is all I can get. Like, this is not, I'm never going to be a lead. So definitely you have to like rid yourself of other people's opinions affecting you because it will stifle you.
Yeah, I think it's just very damaging in general. Just even have that as part of our curriculum was a little damaging. Yeah. Because one person, as you come into this industry, you realize that one person's perception and then could be totally different from somebody else's. So he may see me as this and somebody else would be like, oh, she's unforgettable. Or, oh, she is a leading lady. And it's something, but then when you're so young and so impressionable, you hang on to that. And then that like kind of, if you don't figure out a way to shape it or prove it wrong, it can affect you. And I think that the older that I've gotten, I feel more self-assured in a sense of, because I've been through so much and I've been told no so many times and I've been through so, have been broken down so much. Now I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's just kind of like, what's the worst that could happen? You start caring a lot less the older you get. And you know, and hopefully I don't care at all at one point.
Right. And I do feel like people's reception of you is different once you stop caring. I feel like, I feel like I don't, I feel like you can, I don't want to use the word desperation, but maybe it is desperation, but like you can tell when someone cares what you think. Like,
yeah,
you can feel it. You can feel it that they care. You can feel like they're, you can like see them choosing their words carefully, you know, like, and trying to say things you, they, that you want to hear.
Yeah.
And it just, it comes off like inauthentic and like fake.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you say what you want to say, without being rude or whatever, you know, just you are who you are. People are like, they want to know more of this person who's like so, so bold to just say what you want to say and be who you want to be. And that becomes more attractive.
Definitely. I mean, that's why like you say a lot of reckless shit. So I saw this a little lesson on perspective here. I'm taking a break from, I go through these, you know, I gotta delete the app sometimes so I get obsessed. I saw this thing on TikTok and this girl was talking about how she was an amputee, how she lost her fingers, right? And you know, we lived in New York. You're currently in New York right now, but you know, New York back in the day used to have some crazy, crazy cold blizzards and stuff like that. She's in Milwaukee. I guess it gets crazier over there. So it was like double digits below. They had like a weather advisory and they were like, you can't, don't go outside. Like if you spend more than 10 minutes outside, you can get frostbite if you're exposed, okay. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, she was young, 21, and her boyfriend decided to go to a bar. They get kicked out the bar without her jacket. So then she ends up walking home, but it's only like 5 blocks, right? So that's not bad, right? She slips and falls in the ice. And then into the snow, gets up, brushes off, goes home, goes to bed. When she wakes up, her fingers are blue from frostbite. So she's like, holy shit, but she can still move them. Goes to the nearest hospital. They're like, we don't deal with frostbite here. It's basically a cold burn. You have to go to a hospital with a burn unit. And they're like, it is frostbite. The closest hospital, like 5 hours away. They're arranging transportation. She calls her parents. Her parents drive down. The parents beat the transportation, the ambulance, and they drive her to the main hospital in Milwaukee, right? The doctor looks at it. He's like, it is frostbite. We have to amputate your fingers. And then she's like, no. And then, so it was like, at this point, it was like 4 or 5 fingers that they were going to have to cut off. And I know. So then at this point, she's like, no, you got to do what you got to do, blah, blah, blah. So they're like, all right. You know, they're going to try to run some lines, like to make, see if the fingers are alive. And she was in the hospital for 3 weeks doing this and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it would work and it wouldn't work. It would work and it wouldn't work. So finally the doctor was like, we've been doing this for weeks. And then she's like, she realized when she got there also, when she took off her clothes to change into her hospital gown, she had frostbite on like her lower back, like her elbow and her ears, but those healed, right? So finally after weeks of successfully trying to save the fingers, they're like, we got to amputate, right? Flipped out, crying, screaming. She's like 21, you know, she's like, no, they tell her to calm down. She needs to think about it, but they have to do it. So they discharge her, right? So they tell her which fingers that they're gonna, she has to come back in for them to amputate. So it was like 4 or 5 fingers. And she's like, in her pinky, they said that they could save it, right? But then she said, when she went home, the pinky started looking real bad. And she showed pictures, Asia, her hands were black. When I tell you like black, like, she said she was at home, the pinky started like really bothering her and it was like super numb and she couldn't move it. And then one day it just broke off.
What?
Broke off. Okay?
Like so fell she off went back to the
hospital. Yeah, snapped off. Because it was dead. Because when you get frostbite, the shit could just snap the fuck off. So she goes back to the hospital, like, we can't wait anymore. We have to amputate it. They end up amputating 6 fingers. So she only has 2 fingers on each hand. From falling in the snow one time. So, you know, when I had messed up my pinky and I was in physical therapy and I was so devastated that my pinky doesn't work. At that moment, I said, when you think you got it bad, my pinky may not work, but it's still attached.
That is a crazy ass story.
Crazy story. So then she had to like, for a whole over a year, she was in like, these like mitten, they had to take like skin grafts from her hip or whatever to like put the skin back on her hands. And her hand looks like it's all nubs. I'll send you if you want to see it, I'll send you the story.
I don't want to.
Okay. So she shows the pictures and everything. So you have to learn how to like over a year. and she like her parents had to feed her and her family had to take care of her and stuff like that, and her boyfriend and all that stuff. And my ass was like, mom, if this happened to me, right, and I'm on my period, would you insert my and she said no. She said I had to wear a pad. She's not doing that. I was like,
you know, oh wait, so I saw this video the other day on Amazon, on IG, and it was saying what to do if you get your tampon stuck in your vagina.
Yeah.
And it was like, be calm. It was options. It was like, get a close friend or your intimate, your partner to take it out for you. And I was like, what close friend is digging up in my vagina to take out my tampon? Like, who is that close? You're right. You would be, you're right.
It's me.
You'd be right there.
It's
You'd
me.
Be right there.
It is me. Call me over. I mean, I'm going to be like, what? And then I'm going to do it.
Be like, put the glove. Snap.
I'll put the glove on. And I'm going to be up in there.
Oh, my gosh. That's a crazy story, Angie. That's a crazy story.
It is. So, you know what? At the end of the day, when life is, the whole point is, like, when life is really crappy, when it's going really bad, there's somebody out there that it's going worse for. And I'm just like, shit.
Question, does she have like prosthetics or she just has these?
She did. She did get prosthetics. She says she hates them, so she doesn't wear them. So she has learned to write with the two fingers that she has. People are like, how do you put on makeup? She's like, I don't wear makeup, so it was never a problem. She gets her lashes done. But like, she learned how to comb her hair and do everything that, you know, with two fingers.
I've got to Google this. I had no idea it was that severe.
I didn't. Isn't people like, was the water contaminated? And she was like, no, they were like, if you were outside, like that's how it could happen that quickly. She was like, she heard of another story. A guy went to the corner store with some slides on and got frostbite on his toes. I'm just like, I don't know. New York has New York ever been that cold?
No. Where is this at?
Milwaukee.
Someplace I don't ever know where it's at, so it doesn't matter. Okay, cool. I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah, because New York's been cold, but it's not like double digits below.
You'll lose your freaking limbs if you're outside.
Yeah, but we're always, you know, New York, we're bundled up.
Yo, that shit is crazy. That is a crazy freaking story.
I feel like I want Becky to watch it just so I can get a reaction.
I can't imagine her reaction. She's gonna be like, well, I'm sure she'll find a way to make it so God took away her fingers.
No, Becky. Oh, and the funny part was like, old girl said that it would have me dying when she said her family got into a fight at the hospital and somebody in her family hit her dad upside the head with an IV pole. And then he had to be admitted to the hospital and her whole family got escorted out. And what? I was like, I could just, huh?
And I was like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, they're black. And I was like, I could just see a family of black people losing their shit when they find this out. And then she was like, when she thinks, what started it was her boyfriend at the time asked the doctor if they would amputate his fingers to give to her. And I don't know, that started like a whole argument.
That's love. Wow, that's love. That's love.
And then I was just like, she's like, her dad had to be admitted to the same hospital for a concussion.
I kind of want to see her now, but also I don't.
She's beautiful. She's really pretty. She's really pretty. I was like, well, though, you know what? I'll send you the first, because it's like, you know how TikTok, it's only like 60 seconds. You don't have to watch. I watched all like 15 because I was invested. I had to know how the thing, and I was like, I had to see the, and when I can look at gruesome stuff, but even I was like,
oh. Yeah, you know, I'm not good at looking at that kind of stuff.
It's not until like 10 slides in. So if you look at the first one, she's just talking about it. You do see her hands, but like they're healed. So
yeah. Okay. I'll the first one. Cause yeah, you know me.
I guarantee you, you're going to watch it all.
Well, got a long night ahead of me. So, oh man, that's crazy.
Anyway, I think this is our episode.
Yeah, I think we've said it all.
You know, we like to close off with a little inspiration.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Angie. Besides perspective, do you have any gems to drop for the listeners this week?
Oh, besides that, somebody, I think is what I said, like,
okay.
Your mindset, and also just finding happiness within yourself, doing the things you enjoy to do yourself without waiting for someone to do it with you. I think I love the fact that you said that, how you like to go out and you found your joy without depending on other people's availability, blah, blah, blah. You're like, I'm going to go, these things make me happy. I can go watch this movie. I can go eat my favorite foods and stuff like that. I'll buy myself flowers, things like that. Not waiting for something to do the things you want to do.
Or someone to do those things for you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Okay, guys, that was another episode of Those Virgos.
I just want to add one last thing. If you get vaccinated, Krispy Kreme is giving you a free donut. So, you know.
Ooh!
All you got to do is show your vaccination card and they'll give you a free donut.
Every day?
Every day. So, guys, get vaccinated. If not for the pandemic, for a free donut.
And Krispy Kreme donuts just melt in your mouth.
Delicious. They're very sweet, but also very delicious.
Very delicious. Hey guys, so thanks for another episode, for tuning in. You know where to find us on Instagram, Dos Virgos Podcast, or
at our email, which is at Dos Virgos Podcast.